Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming up, we got some, well, as you might expect, bad news in the realm of COVID. But we don't want to start there because there's just too much damn COVID, especially with the whole Omicron variant and people freaking out and more.
I will never be able to take the Omicron variant seriously because I love Futurama.
Okay.
And, of course, it has Lur of the planet Omicron Persei 8. And so anytime I hear Omicron, that's immediately what comes to mind is this goofy cartoon made by Matt Groening.
I always think of Unicron, which is the bad guy in the Transformers animated movie from the 1980s. Not the same word, but
sure.
Close.
Like very
all but
close.
All but two letters. So I tweeted out a picture of that character because it's a giant planet that kills other planets is basically what it does.
And okay.
I took an image from the movie, and I said I should have made a meme, but I just tweeted it and wrote stuff. Like, scientists have released a microscopic image of the new hashtag Unicron variant attacking white blood cells as it's eating another planet.
I'm going to text that idea and use Lur of Omicron Persei 8 instead. Hey, look, guys, we've zoomed in and we found what the new variant looks like.
So, I don't know if we introduced ourselves. It's Ian here.
And Bonnie.
And Arya.
So, welcome to the program. Open phones, as always. You can bring up anything that you want. We're going to start up with holiday shopping because, you know, Black Friday happened over the weekend or on Friday. And then, of course, the holiday shopping supposedly continues. Numbers were down, apparently, to Black Friday. I haven't looked for the whole weekend yet. But as far as when we checked on the weekend on Saturday, the numbers were like 20-something percent down.
From what I've heard, the deals were terrible this year.
That's what I've heard, too.
My friend posted that online, right?
Yeah, I had a friend that posted, like, I've been to 3 or 4 stores, and where are the deals? She lives in Dallas.
Well, the deal is that it's not twice as much as it was a year ago because of the inflationary monetary policy of the federal government throughout the last year.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
The deal is we kept prices somewhat down,
right.
That kind of thing.
Your television today costs about the same amount as it did on Black Friday a year ago because... That's the deal.
Because money is worth less. The
right.
U.S. dollar and other currencies around the world are worth less. The other thing is, now whether it was because of the smaller turnout or not sure why, but there just didn't seem to be as many fights this year. I really couldn't find any footage.
Well, that gives me hope for humanity.
Does it?
Well, I mean, I've heard so many stupid stories, man. I mean, South Park did an entire 3-episode special on this. It's really,
really
good for people who haven't seen it. I don't remember it's a Game of Thrones spoof. It's very, it also led to the creation of the storyline led to the video game, so it was really cool in that regard as well. But yeah, you hear stories like people, you know, using their 6-month-old child to like beat an old lady unconscious or something so they can get a television.
I thought you were joking about that.
I don't know if I've actually heard
that.
But you hear similar themes.
There's some
to
pretty
that.
Crazy stuff. There have definitely been adults who've kind of pushed children out of the way, like something you'd see in a movie, right? Like some sort of really desperate scene. And there have been some really desperate people out there. Apparently, that didn't really happen this year. There was one shooting in North Carolina, but. Yeah, you know, a lot of times the shootings don't have anything to do with Black Friday. It's just like coincidence that happened.
There's a lot of online shopping this year from what I can tell. I'd be curious to see if online sales are up.
I suspect it is.
Like Amazon and Musician's Friend, they were obnoxious with the number of notifications they were sending me to the extent that I ended up uninstalling both apps.
Wow.
Because it's just annoying.
So if you want to weigh in and share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. But I wanted to talk specifically about spending habits, specifically Americans spending on holiday shopping. And we've covered these things in the past. And in a lot of cases, the numbers are very similar. And actually, this year, apparently, consumers plan to spend a little bit less this year than they
did. So they're going to get a whole lot less in gifts.
Yeah, in 2019, total spending in-store and online, this according to CNBC, did fall slightly from a year ago, which was the first decline on record. Wow. So I would have expected That's interesting. So the initial numbers I saw showed that it was actually up from last year, because last year was way down compared to 2019 due to COVID, right? All these people were literally too afraid.
My timeline screwed up. This January, this winter, it marks the third winter of COVID, right?
Let's say it started in March 2020, then this will be the second.
Well, it depends on when you think it started. So, I mean, they didn't start to freak out and lock down until it was March 2020.
Okay, so I'm a few months off, but yes, that will mark the beginning of year three of this stuff.
The beginning of it, yes.
Okay, correct.
Like right now kind of starts it, because I remember it was December when me and my friend were, he was just reading me, he's like, there's some disease in China that's killed 9 people.
Yeah, and some people say that it was found early on in the United States in the fall of 2019.
Well,
at one point, the Red Cross had blood samples that contained the COVID-19 antibodies dated from December of 2019 that proved.
Yeah, it was here.
Yeah. But that story vanished without getting the attention that it should have gotten?
So consumers are planning to spend just under $1,000, about $997 on average for themselves and their families on holiday gifts this year, according to the National Retail Federation's annual survey, down from the pre-pandemic high of $1,047 in 2019. I plan to spend nothing. Is my plan. I generally don't buy gifts for people on
I don't
holidays.
Either. I mean, if you want to buy me a gift, don't use that money and buy yourself something instead. Cut out the middleman. You buy yourself something. If I want something, I'll buy it.
I'll buy it for you.
Everyone will be happier.
Because you know what's best for you.
Yes.
Right? It's like, oh, thanks so much for this thing I didn't ask for.
Tom Woods was talking about this today, and he said that people who think like that are inhuman.
But, no, it makes complete, perfect sense. And it's very libertarian. If you absolutely have to give someone a gift, give them cash, right? But if you want things to be equal, you have to give this person, you know, $50 in cash, and then they're going to feel bad if they don't give you back $50 in cash. Okay, so you both just keep your own cash and buy yourself something. It's like, so much more sensible.
Tom Woods was talking about how there are some people that say Christmas is inefficient because you both spend $20, but you wouldn't buy the thing somebody gave you anyway, so it's inefficient. But he said the people that think like that are the same people who think you just are supposed to keep breathing until you die and wear a mask every day. And
no, I don't think
that's not true. No, the opposite is true.
Well, I wouldn't say that has anything to do with whether or not somebody says wear a mask every day. I mean, obviously, there's people with differing opinions about gift purchases who either do or don't wear masks. So throw that one right out, because that's ridiculous.
I just think it's like a fun part of life is like getting something you wouldn't buy yourself and giving someone something you're just like excited to see what they think.
I think that there are, well, first of all, most people aren't going to be honest with you. Okay, so when you give them something that they didn't really ask for and don't care for, they're not going to be rude to you and say, oh.
The world would be a better place if people did that, though.
Yes, and give people honest feedback. Yeah, but that's not what's expected. That's not what people are looking for. Like Bonnie said, she wants someone to be excited about the thing that they get. And so it is kind, obviously, when someone gives a gift. It's thoughtful,
right?
Unless it wasn't thoughtful. Right? But generally, like, they tried to think about who you are and what you're into. Or maybe they heard you say something. Like, the best kind of gift is one where you might have been around that person and said, oh, man, you know, I really wish I had blank.
You make a good point. I'm not against the idea of giving gifts. I'm against this ritualized, organized,
the
gift-giving thing.
Yeah.
The obligatory gift.
I agree with that, too. Like, I don't want to have to give everybody, like, I work with a gift just because, you know, I work with them.
So I agree with you there. The obligatory gift-giving is the worst kind. The thoughtful one makes more sense. And you know what? If you want to stay in the safest territory, get someone a consumable, right? So instead of, like, getting them a T-shirt or some other thing or whatever, some sort of physical product that they may or may not need, they may already have a bunch of, or like, I don't need another shirt. I got plenty of them, right?
Can of soup instead.
Well, something, right? It's a fresh fruit or, you know, something that's good, a candy, something that, you know, is fairly inoffensive. Obviously, you know, some people don't eat sugar or whatever. Like, so you might have to know the person's diet to some extent. But that's a nice, safe thing because usually... they're going to eat it, right? Like, unless it's just a fruitcake and disgusting or something like that, right? The number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, again, Americans planning on spending just under $1,000. And the point we haven't gotten to yet is about half of them plan to go into debt to spend that $1,000. And you want to talk about a bad plan? We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here at 603-283-6160. Talk about just the whole idea of gift giving. were just discussing a moment ago, but we're going to get into Americans and their gift-buying habits, specifically the habit of going into debt in order to buy people what are, for the most part, obligatory gifts. And I think the three of us, we don't all necessarily agree on all the aspects of gift-giving, but we did agree that obligatory gift-giving is the worst kind of. Can I say that's true for all of us? Yeah. We all agreed with that?
Absolutely.
It's like where you...
Everything associated with Christmas is one of the worst things ever. And I want to rail about Christmas at some point before we actually get into the article, but...
Well, why don't you rail about it, then?
Because I have to organize my thoughts about it. Okay, I'll start with how a lot
of libertarians... You grew up in the Bible Belt, by the way, for listeners that don't.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that I hate Christmas, but it's not the only reason, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of libertarians were jokingly or semi-jokingly referring to it as capitalismists and things like that. But there's nothing capitalistic about Christmas. Capitalism is about savings. Christmas is just about consumerism, just raw, blatant consumerism. Buying cheap garbage that's only going to last you a few years. It's not about saving money. It's about spending money. That's Keynesianism. It's not Austrian economics. It's not going to help people by spending their way into debt.
Right.
So that's my biggest gripe with Christmas. I also hate that, you know, Christmas music, I hate it passionately. It's not just, it's not just a stylistic thing, right? Christmas.
You are a musician.
Yes. And Christmas music is horrible. I mean, most of it is anyway. Mm-hmm. Most of the mainstream stuff is. But it's not just because of that I hate it. It's because Christmas and Christianity, they actually kind of have a little bit of baggage attached to them. You can't just play Christmas music at the mall and pretend like that baggage of millions of people murdered by Christianity throughout the centuries isn't there or doesn't count. Mm. Or that Christians aren't actively advocating for abortion to be banned right now or trying to reinstate conversion therapy right now. You can't just ignore those things. Go, oh, it's just a happy little song. Yeah, celebrating a religion that's doing this to people today.
That, by the way, stole a lot of Christmas from the pagans.
Also true.
Right? Like, it wasn't even an original idea from them.
No, like the Christmas tree here, though.
Yeah, they stole that straight up from the pagans. They stole the date from the pagans. Like, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th.
The sun god was dead. On December 25th. The sun god died on December 25th, according to so many religions, and that's what they stole it from.
Right, so...
And it makes sense when you think about it, right? Like, early humans looking up at the sky, they see the sun, and they think God, so they establish all of these... Christianity is basically just sun worship repackaged for the masses.
Yeah, that's right.
And people don't realize that.
What book were we reading that talked a lot about that?
The Secret Teachings of All Ages.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really long book, by the way. Don't recommend it to anyone.
I've never read it, but I've seen Zeitgeist, and all of it aside, the first 30 minutes is about that, and it's pretty decent.
Yeah, I enjoyed you're right. Zeitgeist did a good job of overviewing that stuff.
I mean, they were misleading in some of the cases. Like, it's not as clear-cut and dry as they made it out to be. Mithras, born of a virgin, on December 25th, died and was resurrected 3 days later. Yeah, but that's actually not the story of Mithras. There's some similarities, but nothing that stark.
Yes, the Zeitgeist starts interesting and then just becomes a advocacy of basically like Marxism.
Yeah, Zeitgeist addendum remained pretty good, but moving forward was just basically, hey, let's push the Venus Project.
That's what it was, yep.
Which is just straight-up communist nonsense.
Well,
but it made me a communist at the time.
Did it really?
Well, I was leaning toward that way at the time until they said something in the movie that just did not sit right with me.
And that was
something like, you know, most people don't actually want to own a boat. They just want to have the privilege of being able to use a boat when they want. And I was like, well... I know like 15 people with boats right now sitting in their garages that have not been ridden or used in decades.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to own the boat. What you just said is fundamentally not true. Mm-hmm. They don't want to use the boat at all. They just want it as a status symbol.
Well, if it's sitting in the garage, it's not much of a status symbol. No one sees it there.
Well, you can tell people you have a boat.
Sure.
And usually the boat is too big to actually fit in the garage, so they have to keep that particular door open.
Yeah. Or sit it outside.
Or just on the yard,
With a cover on it.
But I don't think I knew anyone with a boat who actually regularly used it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the old joke about boat ownership is the happiest days of your life with a boat are the first day you get it and the day you sell it.
I believe it.
Isn't there like a money sink, right?
Well, it's definitely a money sink, and it's exactly what Ari is saying here. It's like overblown as far as how useful it is, and the people that get it, a lot of them just want to show it off, and they're not really boaters or whatever. But even some who actually use it, like our co-host Mark, were you around when he bought that boat?
But I'm just hearing it, and it sounds like such a Mark thing.
Yeah, that's what
that's what he did with it.
Sold it.
Obviously.
He rode it around for a little while. He did actually, like, I think he, like, floated it around the coast of Florida or something like that.
Okay, so this wasn't, he didn't have it at the lake house here with him.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it ever came to New Hampshire.
It would have made more sense to have it at his lake house, at least.
Yeah.
I have a lake house, so I want to get a boat.
Right, you could use it regularly. I don't think he had the lake house this time. But he did get a boat, and then subsequently, I believe, either has sold it or is still trying to sell it. One or the other. He's certainly not using it anymore, and I think that was because his wife just was not interested in, like, living on a boat or something. I think that was what his plan was going to be. I don't know.
So he bought, like, a massive boat? Not just like a, let's take this out with a lake for a day.
I don't think it was like the super rich guy kind of boat. I think it was more of like a sailboat, basically, but not like a dinghy.
But you can't live on a sailboat.
No, I think you can. I think there's, like, enough room down there. You can sleep or whatever. I think that there might have been I never went on it, so I don't know how big it was. But him and his family did live on it for some period of one of the Christmas seasons, because, he always leaves New Hampshire during the Christmas season. They sailed around on a boat at one point.
That's crazy.
So we know a guy.
Can I go back to the Christmas music?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
The thing about Christmas music and Christian music, I don't like the way it sounds, as in I wouldn't just listen to it to jam out, but every time I hear it, I have to sing along with it, because I don't know what it is. You just know it, including Christian songs for me, because I also grew up Christian.
You make a good point about the distinction between Christmas and Christian music.
Well, some are secular. Some Christmas songs are fairly secular.
I hate both categories, but the Christian one actually frustrates me, and I want it to go away.
I don't know. The song, like, Gloria is so fun to sing. It's like Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift, but there's a couple songs that I'm just like, it's fun to sing, and I don't let anybody know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the same seething hatred as you, Aria, but then again, I didn't grow up in as restrictive of a Christian kind of environment. I mean, you had, like, was it fundamentalist parents?
Yes.
What's the division of
Christianity? Oh, they believe that the world is 6,000 years old.
That's pretty standard among Christians, isn't it?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, most of them realize that, that can't possibly be true, because there were these things called dinosaurs and geology exists.
A lot of them don't believe in that stuff.
A lot of the fundamentalists don't.
Yeah, don't they say that, but Satan put the bones here in order to trick you?
Yeah, those are largely the Southern Baptists, and that's what my family was. I mean, they were full on, the computer binary code is 666, and the Antichrist is going to use Y2K to take over the world. Yeah, they had bunkers and stuff, right?
And didn't they send you to Pray the Gay Away camp or something like that?
They did, in addition to having us marching out there with loaded weapons, training us. If you hear even a leaf snap, you turn and shoot. You don't ask questions. Fully nuts, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I didn't have that level of indoctrination, although my parents were
told me from a very early age, these people are lunatics.
The number here is 603-283-6160, so I'm more like Bonnie when I hear Christmas songs come on. I'm more likely to just sing along or, tap my toe. I'm more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to fight and beat this new variant as well.
We're learning more about this new variant every single day. And as we learn more, we're going to share that information with the American people candidly and promptly.
President Biden addressing the nation regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. Biden speaking at the White House as the United States has already announced travel restrictions from multiple countries in southern Africa. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says regarding this variant and other variants, we need to remember a few things.
Should not panic. We just need to protect ourselves and be aware of what's going on. Take common sense precautions, you know, the basics, quarantining, of course, the vaccinations, that sort of thing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The trial starting for actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago on Monday. He's accused of staging a fake hate crime attack to further his career. USA Radio News. Today is Cyber Monday with shoppers hunting down deals. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion, 4% more than last year. Traffic at retail stores was down more than 28% compared to Black Friday in 2019. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
There's a new pandemic record for the number of passengers going through security at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.4 million people were scanned on Sunday. That's double the number that went through security on November 28th of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been sort of generally talking about Christmas, Christianity, Christmas music, gift giving, and the phones are open here, so you can bring up anything you want anytime. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Arya.
And we're also getting into, at some point, the story about Americans and their spending habits when it comes to holiday shopping, with approximately 45% of shoppers, so not quite half, oh wait, no, sorry, 56% of shoppers are planning on getting into debt this holiday season to make their purchases, which for the most part are likely considered obligatory. People feel like they have to buy.
See, that's how you know Christmas has gone too far. More than half of Americans are planning to go into debt in order to satisfy this stupid religious obligation that isn't even about religious stuff anymore. I call it Xmas because that's really all. It's just about gifts at this point. Mm-hmm. This would be a good year for Christians to prove that, you know, it's not really about that. Jesus is the true reason for the season.
That's what they say, but actions speak louder than words.
What was the number again?
56% of shoppers, according to the story here at CNBC, and strangely they're using two different numbers in the story, but so the headline says, okay, 56% of shoppers have made a purchase with buy now, pay later, and 45% of shoppers plan to use Buy Now, Pay Later. So I'm not sure if it's 56% of shoppers have already used it, and then 45% are planning on using it. So anyway, roughly 50, roughly half.
Now, refresh my memory. That's sort of like a layaway system, but it's like an app or something?
Oh, Afterpay?
Bonnie knows.
Yeah, I love Afterpay. But it's not because I, like, get by something I can't afford, and I'm like, I can afford it if I make payments. It's just because it's better that way. I don't know. You just spend less and pay it off slower. I mean, I have a job and I pay it off, but I wouldn't go into debt for something. I'm not sure if this is the same as going into debt.
I think it's technically going into debt. Even if it's just like a $150 purchase, it's still a debt.
Like any time I buy some clothes, instead of paying it off all at once, I can choose to pay it off in 4 payments, but no interest. If it charged interest, I'd pay it off all at once.
Yeah, when she told me about these services, and there's different ones out there.
Yeah, I've used two.
I was like, well, how, if they're not charging interest, how are they making money if they're giving people like, okay, well, we'll just pay for this thing for you, and then you pay us 4 times, we'll charge you no interest on it. How are they making money?
So yeah, because some portion of people are going to default.
Yeah.
That's definitely a factor, right? Like, that was my first thought was, okay, well, obviously they know people aren't, they're going to miss a payment, and that's when they're going to get them, right? Like, that's when they're going to hit them with the fees or whatever. But apparently they're also making money from the sellers. So the sellers, sort of like DoorDash takes 20% or whatever from the restaurants and then charges you a fee as a customer on top of that. In this case, the customer doesn't pay the fee unless they miss a payment, and they still charge the merchant something to basically send them the business. Like, I guess the idea is, hey, this is a person who would not have bought your product because it cost them too much, right? Because most people aren't like Bonnie. They are using this service because they feel like they can't afford the thing right now, so they want to get it in payments. And so I presume that the pitch to, like, hey, here's why you should, you know, here, Amazon, here's why you should take this. I'm not saying Amazon takes it, but, like,
right,
they would come to the company and say, you should take our Buy Now, Pay Later service because we'll guarantee that we'll cover any defaults. Maybe, I'm just guessing, like, what they're telling these people. We'll guarantee we cover any defaults, and we're giving you new business because these are people who otherwise wouldn't have bought your product. That's my guess.
I've only ever seen them on the internet until recently, too. When I went to San Antonio, me and my friend went to the mall, and he was getting, like, an outfit for his birthday, and they asked him if he wanted to use Klarna, like, at the counter, and he was just like, that's one of them. It's, like, Klarna. That's one of the Buy Now, Pay Later things. And he was like, what is that? And I explained it to him. And he was like, that's awesome, just because I won't have to pay as much right now. And it's just less off at each paycheck I pay it off. So, yeah, you can do it in real life.
It seems better to me to just go ahead and pay it off. I mean, he had the money there, right, to go ahead and do it. So
he was intending to buy it, but I don't know.
It's generally, yeah, I tend to agree with you on this, Aria. I think that it is not good. I mean, I'm no expert, you know. I don't take financial advice from me, but, I mean, I've always considered myself pretty good at saving. And the way I do things as far as spending is concerned is I won't buy a thing unless I have a certain amount of, like, multiples of that amount in savings. So, like, if there's a thing that I'm looking to get, let's say it's a large purchase, like, you know, TVs aren't a large purchase anymore, but, you know, when I bought the TV I had was in the aughts, and it was $1,000, you know?
Wow.
Like, you know, and this was 15 years ago. Still works, and so it's still pretty good. For me, I wanted to make sure, okay, well, I want to have, like, $5,000 in the bank before I go and I spend $1,000, because it would be stupid to have only, like, $1,010 and then go and spend $1,000 and only have $10 left, right? Mm-hmm. So I always want to have, like, a buffer before I'll even consider making a purchase like that. But a lot of people, they want a thing now, and that's sort of an, like,
they
an
American... trade themselves out of that.
Yes, they should. But this is a problem with a lot of Americans, is that they want that immediate gratification of, ooh, I see a shiny thing that I want, and I'm going to go ahead and get that. Oh, look, here's an easy way for me to get this thing. I can just make payments. And the thing that they don't realize, of course, is that unexpected things can happen. So, yeah, Bonnie, you're a responsible young lady. You're going to make the payments. You've never missed a payment, right?
No.
So, I mean, I can understand why you do what you do there, but a lot of people aren't that responsible. Or things happen.
And the other thing is getting addicted to it. Because there was a point where I had, like, 3 different Afterpay things happening at once, and it was kind of like,
too much.
Too much. Like, so I'm sure you can go crazy with it. Like, yeah. Oh, it's so cheap, but then you have
in
three,
over your head.
The same amount as, you know.
Well, that, right. Then you go in over your head, and you've spent more than you can really afford. Or, again, life intervenes, and unexpected financial events occur, right? Like, we don't know when those events are going to occur, but we know they're
That's
going.
That's why they suck so much.
Yeah, we know they're going to occur. Your car breaks down.
You have a physical,
you know, accident. You cut your finger off or something like that, right? Like, something happens to you. You have to go to the hospital. Now you got a hospital bill or whatever. These things occur in life. And now, all of a sudden, the money that you were going to spend on the buy now, pay later, you know, you were already two payments in. You had two more payments to go. Okay, well, do I want to spend money to fix my car so I can go to work? Or do I want to spend money on the buy now, pay later so I don't incur whatever fees that they're going to hit you with because you miss a payment? And obviously you need to spend money on the car so you can go to work and earn more money, right? So
then you get hit with the fees.
Then you get hit with the fees, and now you're deeper into debt than you had originally planned to be. And so it just, this stuff piles up on people. And plus, a lot of the people who do buy now, pay later also have a credit card, right? So they're also...
Oh, God, I hope not.
Right?
Well, but I know you're right.
The Americans have a ton of debt. In fact, I think we were, I don't know if you were on the show, but we looked it up recently. It's something like $90,000 worth of debt.
Yeah, I would say that night.
Yeah, per American. So that includes college loans, and that includes a, you know, home loan or a car loan or whatever it is that they got. So on average.
But that's per American.
Per American.
Which includes five-year-olds who have zero debt.
Maybe. I would think that they would factor those people out, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how they calculate. But either way, it's a staggering number, whether you include children in it or not. Staggering. So people just don't have the financial experience, and they don't teach people these things in government school.
No, they're too busy learning how to diagram synthesis and how to do differential calculus and other useful skills that they will absolutely need at some point in their adult lives.
So a company called Cardify polled more than 2,000 adults, this is according to CNBC, and for the first time, 45% of shoppers plan to use Buy Now, Pay Later, or BNPL services for their holiday shopping to spread out their expenses. It's become more mainstream, said the CEO of Cardify. He says the consumer over the last 12 months has become more compulsive, and BNPL products are the result of us being locked up for too long and wanting more instant gratification. So people have not gotten better at, you know, reducing their desire for give it to me now. And
they've gotten worse.
More people are jumping on board this. You want to share your experience and story?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here, 603-283-6160. If you want to call in and tell us, you know, your experience with some of these financial services, we're talking about buy now, pay later. Have you ever gotten into a bit of a sticky situation with one of these things unexpectedly? Because we were talking during the break, all right, you said this is what they count on, right? These businesses count on people screwing up. But that's...
Well, you said they get a fee from the retailer as well, so that's good. But
yeah, that's what I looked at here. I wanted to see exactly what it costs to be a merchant and take on one of these. You mentioned Afterpay is one of them. Klarna is another one, and there's several of these things. But Afterpay and Klarna are two of the biggies, and they allow people to divvy up payments into three or four payments. So if you're going to buy a $200 piece of whatever, then it's four $50 payments, and if you make them all on time, you don't actually have to pay any fee on top of that. So,
which is good.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better than, you know, using $200 on a credit card and being guaranteed to pay a fee.
That's true.
I was thinking about this as well during the break, is that interesting things are happening with overdraft fees and stuff like that, because there now there are these online banks, one of which I use, that doesn't have overdraft fees.
Wow, you got a bank?
Yes.
Oh, wow, cool.
Well, it was only for my, you know, paychecks at my other job for so long, and that's, like, all it's ever been for, so...
They didn't shut you down yet.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. And it's an online bank, so there's no overdraft fees or anything like that, and so if I were to overdraft, they don't hit you with that $30 fee or whatever that your average bank does.
Right. Then what do they do if you overdraft?
Do they cover it?
They spot you that amount, and when you get paid or whatever, you can leave them a tip if you want. But you don't have to. And it's not going to affect your ability to, they call it spot me.
There must be a limit on it, though. I mean, if somebody tries to ding you for
$1,000. I think it's like $45.
Okay.
But if your account has been open long enough, it goes up to $90.
All right. That's fair.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and there's no $35 fee.
A lot of people, I mean, I don't spend a whole lot of time in banks, especially these days, but, you know, you don't have to stand in line at a bank for too long before you hear somebody having a bitch fit at the bankers about getting hit with fees.
Dude, they make tens of billions of dollars in overdraft fees.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's obscene.
Well, a lot
and
of
it's on the poorest people in the United States.
Well, because a rich person doesn't even care. You know, a rich person doesn't even look at their bank account, right? It's like, except for once a year or however often they do it. Yeah, Bonnie, you caught the one of the banks here. They hit you with a fee
for
an overdraft, even though she had nowhere near zero balance.
Yeah, I went in and explained it to them and showed it to them. They said, oh, it looks like it's because you have this check coming in pending.
But that didn't make sense.
And I was like, but you see, even before I ever tried to deposit that check, I had enough money for this. Way more than enough money for this. And it just says that it put me into negative when it didn't.
Yeah,
and
it was
she
total,
was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, a total
glad you caught that.
Quote-unquote error. And
that just happened to be on the verge of making the bank $30-plus dollars.
Yeah, and so, of course, they reversed it. Because usually when you go in, if you've got a good history with a bank, and you've never had one of these things happen before, even if you did really overdraft, you can just get the, you can ask, and they'll give you...
I've done that about 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah, they'll give it to you, right? Like, oh, you came in, you complained, all right, we'll give it back to you. But what our theory was, well... How do you know that they don't just have, like, a program that just randomly dings people's accounts for a $35 fee, you know, once
every
They very
well
time?
Might.
And then it's just like, what percentage of people are paying that much attention to their bank account to where they're going to pick up on it and, like, oh, hey, how'd this get in there, right? Because if you've got a bunch of stuff in your bank account, if you've got a ton of transactions, you might just overlook it, even if you are taking a close, you know, if you are looking at your bank statement every single month. And if you're just not even paying attention, then it'll be way too late and you'll have no idea. So, I mean, there's probably a bunch of people that just get hit with that fee and they just eat it. And they never even complain about it. And God knows how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars
at all to do that either.
Yeah. I mean, Wells Fargo, it was just a bug.
Yeah, Wells Fargo was busted just a few years ago. Or maybe it was Bank of America. I don't remember which one. But one of these two major banks was busted opening up fake accounts under existing customers' names so that they could make more money in interest or some sort of nonsense like that. And it ultimately ended up costing the customers money. And they made billions of dollars doing it. There were no consequences whatsoever for this. I think the SEC said, some or government agency said, no, you have to pay $54 million to us right now. Which was just a tiny slice of what they made in profits by stealing from their customers.
And they gave it to the government, not back to the customers?
Right.
Obviously.
Wow.
So here's how it works. According to KixDigitalMarketing.com, just looking for, you know, because Afterpay won't tell you on their website. You got to, like, talk to them, right? And then they'll tell you what they charge. But these people say that in order to sign up for one of these buy now, pay later services like Afterpay, you'll pay 30 cents a transaction plus a 4-6% commission fee. The larger the transaction, the lower the fee. And they point out this is obviously higher than your typical, like, Visa fee or whatever, right? Visa, MasterCard, probably going to charge you 3%. PayPal, 2.9% plus the 30-cent transaction. So, you know, it's a little bit pricier than those. But their claim, of course, Afterpay's claim, is that they're going to bring you more business. And when you go to their pitch page on their website for retailers, that's basically the pitch is we will give you, you know, more customers are going to buy your product. And when they do... The business gets paid immediately because Afterpay pays for the, you know, they pay the bill.
Right.
And then the customer just owes them in that case. And they claim that businesses get up to 20% more sales. They say, as our partners see a 20% increase in cart conversion on average and more repeat customers. So is the 4-6% that you're going to spend in commission on these sales worth it? Well, the answer would be, yeah, if they're really new customers. If indeed they are customers that would not have bought your product to spend 4% or 6% when you probably were going to spend 3% on the credit card, right? Because this is mostly online shopping. Can you use these things at storefronts?
Yeah, I was just telling you, like, Nolan or my friend in San Antonio used it whenever I went down there at a storefront. And I was like, wow, I did not know that they did that.
Do they have, like, an interface on the cash register?
They have you download the app and, yeah, something with their cash register, I'm sure. And I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah, so for the most part, I mean, this for these merchants, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. There's not much downside for them.
And for the customers that are responsible, it can work for them. There's actually one of the companies that I was looking at, like, a rundown on how these things work. One of them actually doesn't even hit people with... Like, if you miss a payment or if you are late or something, they still won't hit you with a fee. It's only if you miss the payment entirely, then it goes to the credit reporting agencies. And
okay.
They ding your credit in that case. So some of them are different.
There are worse things.
Yeah, some of them work differently than others. But still, I think to come back around to being financially sound, I think it's just a bad plan. Because you, even if you can quote-unquote afford it, well, then just go ahead and buy it. If you can afford it. The less debt you can take on generally in life, I think the better off you are, the more prepared you are for unusual emergency rainy day circumstances.
Yeah, and it kind of suggests that these people cannot save money. Like, they're incapable of saving money. If they wanted this thing and it cost $200, instead of, you know, spending, using this thing to go ahead and buy it and then make, you know, $450 payments, why can't they just take $50 and set it aside each week or whatever for 4 weeks or 4 months or whatever, and then go and buy the thing?
I really felt like I couldn't set $50 aside every week. Like, I really felt like it was just impossible.
And that's the discipline that's going to keep those people poor, the lack of discipline. I mean, for you, it's fine. But for them, the average person doing this, they're going to remain poor, in poverty their entire lives because they haven't learned self-discipline.
That's right. And this is how they spend on everything, right?
Yes.
They take this on wherever they can. They're taking on credit card debt. They're taking on buy now, pay later. And this is the problem with Americans in general, and I'm sure there's other people in other countries that do this as well. It's where people spend to their income and beyond.
It's really the government's fault because it's just so hard to live in America. It's just so hard to not live paycheck to paycheck. Like, I really was trying not to. Whenever I was, like, addicted to these things. And it's not because I was, like, just getting all this stuff I didn't really need. It would be like, wow, I have, like, no pants. I have like, the same amount of, or, like, I wear the same pants over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I need to buy some pants. Oh, my gosh, I can pay for it in 4 payments instead. That makes it so much better. Then maybe you'll get a couple things you wouldn't have normally gotten. But I've never been frivolous. Like, you know me,
yeah,
I've never been frivolous.
Yeah, I know you. You are a frugal young person, and I'm impressed with that, for sure.
I was still living, like, paycheck to paycheck. It was, like, really hard to save. I would get a savings up. Something would happen, I'd have to use it.
Yeah. That's certainly true of some people, but I think of other people, like some of my family members, who it wouldn't matter how much money they made an hour or a day or a week.
It's all spent.
It's all spent. It will always be spent, and they will always spend more than that amount.
That's the thing. People spend over what they earn.
Well, I guess I would start to do that whenever I was just like, this doesn't even, like, what's the point of my life anymore? Like, it's like, I'm only working to live. I'll go spend some money. Like, when I would have times when I'd be like, I'm going to be really good and disciplined, but then it's just, like, boring to live that way. So then I'd be like, what's the point? And I'd go out drinking all the time and stuff.
What's the word for that kind of mentality of, like, ethic?
Nihilism.
Is it nihilism?
I don't know. I'm a nihilist, and I don't think that would save
me money.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in here. Hour number two coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.